Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life. Life Conversations works with people to increase their organizational and individual potential by assisting them in identifying habits, attitudes, beliefs, and expectations that hinder their performance professionally and socially. Life Conversations is committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be.
Let me try.
Okay, just remember what I showed you.
Yep, there was a bunny who had one big ear and another big ear. They looped-a-looped, made a bow, and the bunny hopped away. I did it!
Oh, good job, kiddo. Now let's tie your other shoe.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
If you think depression is all in a person's head, you're right. It's a brain illness. And like other illnesses, it has symptoms. A person suffering from depression might feel sad, empty, or numb. They might sleep more or less, eat a lot, or not at all, or show little interest in participating in ordinary activities. Mood swings, including anger and sadness, are common. They're often tired and have a hard time concentrating or making decisions. Depression can make those who suffer from it feel hopeless. It can even lead to suicide. If you see the symptoms of depression, get that person to a doctor. With medical help, depression can be treated and suicide can be prevented. Learn how to stop depression from taking another life. Call SAVE, Suicide Awareness Voices of Education, 1-888-511-SAVE, on the web at save.org.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Peace in the earth. And there's peace in my mind, in my heart, in my soul, in my environment. There will be peace on earth. You won't have to fight for peace. Because if you fight for it, you have to fight to keep it. That's not very peaceful, is it? It starts with me. Peace inside of my mind. Only God I live to see. Where are you at today? What are you feeling? What are you experiencing? Are you experiencing the peace, the joy? Have you embodied peace, joy, harmony, flow, goodness, and mercy? Maybe you need to refocus what you're looking at if you're not experiencing it. But maybe you are, but you just want to go a little bit deeper. Well, you're in the right place because we're going to help you to embody all the fruits of the Spirit because that's the essence of who you are. All the things that we desire, the harmony, the joy, the fulfillment, the peace, the love, that is who we are. So we're on this planet to remember. And when we remember, we recognize that, what am I doing? I've been running around chasing it, but I am actually it. That's the journey. But wherever you are is wherever you are. Because if you're on one side of the fence or the other side of the fence or the middle of the fence, Jill and Maureen is here to get you in the flow of things right where you are. Yes, 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 yes. I say yes. I say yes to all that life is right now, in this very moment, knowing that all is truly well for you, for me, for us. God is the activity of our lives. For this, I am grateful. I am grateful. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you for tuning in to Life Conversations Radio, where change begins in every moment, and you make a difference. You make a difference simply by clicking that link, by dialing the number, by just taking a breath. Doing what you're doing, even if you're multitasking, you make a difference. Because of you, God gets to know itself. God gets to know himself or herself. Because it really doesn't matter. God ain't tripping. God is whatever you want, you can call me. I am all there is. I am that I am. So God said, I'm not tripping. Just trust the process of life. Ooh, life is good, it's getting better. I am so grateful to have you here today, all of you in the chat room, all the silent listeners, all of you that flow in here with Jill and Maureen, and this is the first time you're here, and you're like, wow, how did I go my whole life without listening to this radio show? Well, welcome home. That's all we got to say to you. Welcome home. Now that you're home, don't be a stranger. And if you want to interact in the chat room, Betty will tell you all of that. But we're getting ready to get this party started, this flowetry. I like that, the flow. So, because life is like poetry. When you get into it, you get in the flow of the poetry of life, then you have the flowetry. You just flow with the stories, with the conversation, because everything, all things are perfect, just the way they are right now. All things are perfect, everything, even you are perfect. In that perfect perfection, we remind you that you're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. We're here Monday to Thursday, 12 to 1:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, we're here 12 to 1:30 p.m. most of the time. Sometimes we have extra show, additional shows. Sometimes we can extend the show because we can, you know. This is what we created. We can do whatever we want to do. No limitations. Ricky Byers Beckwith started the show off with Om Shanti. To find out more about her, check out her website, weletitbe.com. We let it be. What's going on in your life? Let it be. Whatever it is, let it be. Because when you let it be, you get to see the message. And you realize, wow, I thought my life was a mess. You actually had a message for me. And now that you catch the message, guess what? You can be the messenger of love. because you are all that is. And Carly Jackson says it like this.
I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. I am peace. I am here. I am strong. I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God. I am you. I am healed. I am love. I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. And I am free.
Ain't that a prayer? I love the part where she says, I am the delight of God. Ooh, sit with that. That will snap you into the flow. Yes, yeah, snap. Because when you're not in the flow, you're rigid. But when you're in the flow, you're flexible. You're moving from side to side. You're dancing with life. Let's bring my co-producer here who's going to dance with me and let you know, coming in and going out. I love it when she says that. Hey, Betty, how are you doing? Okay, let's try this one more time.
You got
and
me?
With the switch boys. There you go. I got you. I got you. How are you doing, Betty?
Oh, I am doing great, and I am excited about today's show. Yay. Mm. You know, each day, folks, I bring you the going ons, the coming ins, and the going outs.
I don't know why that cracks me up. I just love it when you say that. I just love it. I'm looking forward to it now every day to hear that. Okay, so go ahead, do your thing.
Live Conversations Radio. Now, just for a quick reminder for our chat room people, please go to our Ask Life Coach Ade page on Facebook if you want to leave a question for Life Coach Ade or our guest. Now, we are on that page live during the show, so we will be able to see anything you post on that page immediately and get it back to Ade and the guest. Now, I want to also say when you're posting on the page, please make get a fresh new post and do not leave your post under a comment or an additional post because it makes it a little harder for me to find it that way and I can overlook it. Now, for those of you who do not do the Facebook thing, you will then have to please go to our radio website, which is lifeconversationsmedia.com. Click on the Ask Life Coach Ade tab and send us your question that way. Now, this is a great option to use if you want to remain anonymous. Now, as Ade had mentioned earlier, Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays are our days off. However, if you just can't go that long without hearing Ade or our guest, there are two options. Now, I wanted to touch points on this a little bit because we do have two radio websites. Now, the first is the liveconversationsradio.com. Now, this is where you go when you do want to listen to any of the archive shows, and I mean any show that has ever been done on Live Conversations Radio, you will find on that website. It's also where you go if you want to follow the show, if you want to like the show, if you want to share the show. This is the website you go to. Pretty limited what you can do, but you can do a lot. Now, if you want to know about our guest, our host, our programming, the ins and going outs of Live Conversation, and much, much more, you would then go to our liveconversationsmedia.com website and find out anything and everything you want to know about Live Conversations and all the wonderful people who help bring wonderful programming to you each day. Now, having said that, next week we have a lineup of sensational guests, starting Monday with Gordon Strong. Now, Gordon Strong is Canada's top numerologist. He is the founder and president of the Numerology Institute in Canada. Now, he will be taking your calls Monday, and he will be doing numerology readings for you. So if you have never had that done, you want to join us Monday for that. Tuesday, we have Cynthia James. She's a lecturer, teacher, and an international performing artist. Wednesday, we have a very interesting show with David Bennett. Now, he is an author and an expert in the field of near-death experiences, which, if I'm correct, he had two. So he will be joining us Wednesday to talk about that. And we're going to finally end the show with Kirkland and Laura Ross of OmniPure. Now, OmniPure is a sensational DNA music transformation experience that you will experience this Thursday. Now, to find out about all of these guests, our past guests, our upcoming programming, and the ins and outs and going on to Life Conversations Radio, visit LifeConversationsMedia.com. And just to listen and like our show, and I hope you will take a moment to go to LifeConversationsRadio.com, like and follow the show, and therefore you would never miss anything that's coming up on Life Conversations Radio.
Thank you, Betty. I appreciate it. You didn't say the last line, your outro. You used to say, okay, Life Coach Ade, take it away. I'm waiting for that.
All right. Okay, Life Coach Ade, take it away.
I got it. Thank you, Betty. Talk to you tomorrow. Coming up next in the news. Oh, wow. Okay. It's good. Laughter is good. Anyway, you're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Betty told you don't go a day without Life Coach Ade. Life Conversations Radio is the place to pick up your prescription. You can download it. You don't have to book an appointment. Just download it and just pop it in every now and then. Don't get drunk on it. Don't get addicted to it. Just help. Just use it to get you back in the flow. Anyway, talking about the flow, let's stay in the flow before we get carried away. But we can never get carried away because we are one in the spirit. My guests are Jill LeBeau and Maureen Rates. They're in the house. I am so excited to have them. I mean, I can just feel Jill just pouring over. Come on. She's like, I don't play American football. Well, I say American football. Well, football, anyway. For those of you who don't live in this country, American football. But you know when you're waiting to grab the ball, I'm right here. I can feel you. Like, come on, man, I got you. All right, so let me just tell you a little bit about them. You can find out much more. But let's do this. Oh, wow, life is good. It's getting better. The number is 347-426-3346. Here we go. Let me get my radio voice. Well, I'm setting myself up, and I just do your own voice. No radio voice, no TV voice. Just read. Jill LeBeau is a spiritual psychotherapist. Stop it. Who provides a full array of services working with individuals, couples, family, and groups. All of her services are focused on helping people expand their consciousness so that they can live life where they thrive no matter what. I know those of you listening to the show for the first time are saying, oh my God, what's wrong with this guy? Nothing. Everything is right with this guy. Maureen Rates began her lifelong interest in the five elements of Chinese medicine and feng shui. In her acupuncture practice, she goes well beyond the typical acupuncture treatment and thrives to help people feel good about themselves and their lives. That's what it's about. It is about making a difference. And so, ladies and gentlemen, help me welcome my wonderful guest. Can you feel the excitement, Jill, Maureen? Can you feel the excitement over here? How are you ladies
Hello.
Doing?
Hey, Ade. Hi, Maureen.
Hey. Hello?
Yeah, we can hear you. Maureen is like, am I calling the right radio station? This sounds crazy. Is this going out? I think I called the wrong radio station. This is too crazy for me.
If you only knew, Ade, if you only knew.
Hey, Maureen, how are you? It's live, and yes, you called the right radio station.
Phew. Hello. It's so good to hear your energy.
Yes, yes, yes. And, it's, you know, this is your first time here. Maybe Jill didn't tell you what to expect. Maybe she wanted to set you up and say, well, I'm going to tell her too much. Because, you know, this is like where we confess and say, yep, I'm Life Coach Ade, and I am crazy. You know, I have no doubt about that. So, which is where we just do things differently. So, welcome to Life Conversations Radio. Today we are talking about getting into the flow of spirit during the holiday season. Some people are feeling depressed. Some people are feeling lonely. All this anxiety. Don't have money. Don't know what to do. Oh, my uncle is coming. I can't take this. He's always drunk. Whatever the case may be. Guess what? Maureen and Jill are here to help you feng shui that drama out of your life. 347-426-3346. Now, Jill, before I go, Jill and Maureen, I need to let you know, because I know once I get going, I'll forget. Celeste, she can't, well, she's sort of listening right now, but we can't say that too loud. People are not supposed to let us, we're not supposed to let people know she's listening. But she can't call in, so she wants me to tell you that thank you, thank you, thank you for what you do. Thank you for your blog, and she so, so loves both of you for the work you're doing in the world.
Oh, we love her too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, tell her thanks. Thank you. Oh, I realize she's here.
Now, why is Betty, why are you muting my microphone? Is that something to offend you? I'm glad she just, okay, Betty, all right, I promise I'll behave. I won't scare the guests away in the business.
But no. I'm coming in to tell you Celeste is on the line right now waiting.
Oh, thank you.
So
she
is. Okay. Yeah. Well, you muted my mic. I was like, okay, what did I say?
I barely mute your mic. Get to her.
All right, let's go to Celeste, because I know she can't wait. She really, let's see. Yeah, okay. All right, let's go to Celeste. Hi, Celeste, you're live.
That was my first magic trick on your show. Thanks, Betty. Hello, Maureen. Hi, Jill. I'm so sorry I'm rushing, but I love you, love you, love you. Thank you for that today. But this is what's up. I'm in a meeting. I can tell, I can say that. I got a flash. It's a gift for you and Maureen. It is the number running on Saturday, which is 8, the Otter, woman medicine, baby. It's full moon and lunar eclipse. So before you even start on your water journey, I saw two otters holding hands, which is what you're helping us do. Now I got to go tap into corporate. And I will tap into the archives. I love you guys.
Thank you, Celeste.
Thank you.
Have a beautiful day.
You too.
Thank
bye.
Thank you, Celeste.
Bye.
Tap into corporate. Bring some of that water. So those of you that are listening for the first time, you can register with Blog Talk Radio so you can interact in the chat room. Otherwise, call in. Or just go to the Ask Life Coach Ade page on Facebook. So let's see. In my mind, while I've been talking, I'm thinking, who am I going to throw this question to first? But let me see. Meanie, Jill, Maureen. I think I'm going to go to Maureen. Maureen, here's the first question for you. I've read a little bit about your bio, but the first question that I want to ask you, and I want you to answer this for you, who is Maureen Raitis? Who are you?
Who am I? That is a good question. I am an acupuncturist, but that is just not even really who I am. I feel like if I was a plumber or a bookkeeper or whatever, I just am a person who really loves to try to bring out the best in people. So I'm always just, I grew up with a lot of unconditional love from my mother. And I feel that that is the gift that I get to spread in the world, is just helping people find themselves through just fully accepting their whole being. And that's kind of where I come from.
Wow. Wow. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You grew up with a lot of unconditional love from your mother. What a gift to the world. What a gift.
Yeah. It was a true blessing for me. And I really see how it, you know, it spreads out from me to other people and on.
Indeed, indeed. Love, unconditional love, is a gift that keeps giving. Ooh, whew, thank you for that. Now let's go to Jill. Jill, you've been here quite a few times now. We've asked you the question, but who we are is something sometimes, well, all the time, changing and evolving because we're getting to know who we are in a whole different way. So I'm going to throw the question to you. in this moment call now. Who is Jill LeBeau? Who are you?
Well, I am someone who did not grow up in an environment of unconditional love. However, what I would like to say about that is that all really is in divine order, because what I can honestly say is that, like you always say, Ade, so beautifully, life is good, it's getting better. I feel that every single day, and I feel like I noticed what it's like to not have unconditional love, and that's what I bring out into the world.
Yes, yes. Well, it's perfect to have both of you here. For those of us who are feeling we didn't know we did, we realize that it all has its place and it's all part of the process.
Absolutely.
And so people can just relax, release, and just know that all is truly well. So today we're talking about getting into the flow of spirit with, you know, the holiday season is upon us. People are running around. Some people are spending money they don't have or money they wish they have or hoping it's coming in. Or people are anxious because they're celebrating they're going through their holiday season without loved ones. Maybe they went through a divorce or a death, or they just, you know, just the anxiety of family and just all that comes with the stress. And so, you know, you have a book called Feng Shui Your Mind, 4 Easy Steps to Rapidly Transform Life. I'm going to go to Maureen now. Tell us more about Feng Shui Your Mind as a tool to help people find their center. Maureen.
Okay. Well, basically, it really goes down to the basics. And for what I believe in and in Feng Shui, everything is about energy. And so feng shui marries perfectly with Chinese medicine, which is what I've studied for many, many years, because it's just really looking at the cycle of life and how energy comes and goes and how you can see the cycle of light coming through days, like morning, evening, night. You can see it through the seasons, you know, spring, summer, fall, winter, but you can also see it within yourself. So if you there's a time for us to be with all the different emotions that we have. There's a time for us to be quiet and still, and a time for us to, you know, be joyful. And so really looking at that and getting into the flow of what the spirit of the energy is now in this season really helps people relax. It really helps people come to themselves. And what I mean, a lot of that, if you want like a really specific idea, it's really beautiful. If you look at, let's take the seasons, for example. Right now we're in the winter and, you know, the trees are losing their leaves. It's more still. They have a completely different energy. They rely on their roots for energy versus the outward energy of their leaves and growth and flowers. So it's a more stillness. So then we look and we parallel that with ourselves and this energy of the season, which in Chinese medicine and feng shui we call water. It's a lot about being still and going deep and finding yourself with this. It's that time that you give yourself to be quiet. Sometimes it comes in dreams because we're, you know, it's the water time of the day would be at night and we're just more still and we wake up with epiphanies about what we need to do because we're allowing ourselves and our minds to kind of let the ideas bubble up themselves. So sometimes, when we come into the season in our consumer-based culture, we just come with, usually we're still running and we're rat racing and we're trying to buy gifts and buying things maybe we can't afford and, you know, really putting a lot of stress on ourselves and going totally opposite with the spirit of the universal energy.
Right.
So, you know, that's kind of what we want to come with right today and kind of discuss what we want to, you know, how do we get back into that spirit of more stillness and how does that benefit us?
Yes, yes, exactly. Exactly. You know, I'm glad what you said there because, you know, there's already an energy where, you know, before this time come around, months and months before December, we already know the time where, you know, we're going to be buying stuff, and I'm saying we for whoever that applies to, you know. We want to buy presents, we want to make it a moment to remember, and, you know, people wake up 4 o'clock in the morning for Black Friday, and it's a lot of energy around it, and, you know, sometimes people can't even wake up at 6 o'clock for their jobs. But anyway, I digress. You know, so how do we... and I'm asking you this, Jill, how do we use the knowledge of flow and feng shui to break away from the energy of buy, 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 spend, stress this, stress that, just the way it is? How do we use feng shui to actually align ourselves with the essence of the energy that's already flowing naturally?
Well, I mean, the whole concept here is one of maximum success through minimal effort. So what we say is, when you align your own energy system, your personal energy, with universal energy, you're going with the flow. And so Maureen already talked about how this time of year, this is where the water element is peaking, and the whole idea of nature is showing us this is a time to be still, to go within. And the reality is that when we start to, whenever we're feeling like something's happening to us, like, why is this happening to me? Why don't I have more money to go run around and buy more gifts, et cetera, et cetera? Why do I have to be with these family members? Whenever we're saying, why do I, and feeling just kind of, you know, pissed off or victimized by life, the best thing that we can possibly do is change the question. How is this situation happening for me, not to me? So if we're willing to ask the question and then align ourselves with the energy that's within the season, the water element, and to just be still and be quiet, or go for a walk out in nature, just being quiet, going within, that's where wisdom starts to bubble up, and we start to get a sense of who we really are. It's that shift from defining ourselves externally, who's in our life, how much money do we have, what's our job, everything that's outside of us, to what the divine wants for us is to start to recognize who we actually are. So there are so many, what I want to say is, as people are thinking gifts for others, look at the gifts that the season is bringing us. All we have to do is be open and receptive and allow ourselves to receive the gift from the universe through stillness, through taking a stand and a posture that says, no, I'm not going to run around and get out of balance, spend money I don't have. I don't need to keep buying into the buying mentality that's going on. We don't need to do that at all.
Yes. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. The number is 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. And you can call in if you want to ask Jill and Maureen questions or share your experience. Maybe Jill and Maureen helped you feng shui your mind, your life, and you want to tell the whole world about it. This is your opportunity. You can give the world a gift. Or if you don't want to call in because you think you're shy, call in. That's why you need to call in. But if you're at work and you can't call because your boss is in the other room, you can just sneakily go to Ask Life Coach Ade fan page on Facebook. And there you can post your questions and we'll get to it. But then again, some jobs block Facebook. So you can go to LifeConversationsMedia.com. You can send your questions or comments from there. So, Maureen, I want to ask you this. We're talking about people who spending money, who getting caught up, if you will, in a rat race or the consumerism mindset. Oh, I got to buy, got to give a gift. How do we use feng shui, the idea of feng shui in your mind and using the elements of nature to support ourselves, especially those who are saying, I don't have no money, I'm just depressed. I don't have loved ones. I'm alone. I want to get my energy up rather than, you know, I'm not trying to buy gifts. I need the gift of life. How can they use what you share, what you teach, to actually get them out of their loneliness, anxiety, or depression?
Well, I think it's always coming back to thinking about energy. So when I find myself, or if I'm, you know, talking to a friend or a patient or someone who's struggling, I always encourage people to really look at what are those thoughts that are bothering you and get really clear with it. It's usually I'm not enough, I don't have enough, what did I, you know, it, around this time, if you're talking about love or money or, you know, this kind of thing that we all seem to reflect on at this time. But, and in feng shui your mind, or take some of the gifts of feng shui, and it's really a time to declutter those thoughts. It's really a time to, like, take a look at those thoughts that are taking your energy and just zapping it and just compressing it and not allowing you to experience your true self. And really look at those. And what we encourage people to do is kind of rewrite those ideas, you know, because once you come back into, like, you know, hey, I don't need any money to be happy. I don't need to give people's gifts to be happy. You know, instantly when you start thinking those thoughts, you know, I've given these people a lot of support with my own love, or, you know, I'd be there for them in any emergency or anything, you start thinking those thoughts and right away your energy rises. So just, you know, you just kind of, when you're coming into this time and you're struggling, it's always really good to look at those thoughts. If you're really, you know, having a hard time, you really want to think about clearing that energy, because once you clear out that type of clutter, or mental clutter as we call it, you open up a lot of space, and a lot of space for joy to come in, a lot of space for you to actually think clearly about the situation.
Yes, indeed. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. My guests are Jill LeBeau and Maureen Raitis. They're the authors of Feng Shui Your Mind, 4 Easy Steps to Rapidly Transform Your Life, Your Consciousness. Their website address is fengshuiyourmind.com. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, Jill and Maureen, I want us to go through the 4 steps and how people can use that. It doesn't matter if it's during the holiday seasons or not, but how they can use the 4 easy steps to feng shui their mind, to clear their mind so they can create a space for creativity and inner peace. When we come back, we'll talk more about that. The number is 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. And we're also taking your questions and comment on the Ask Life Coach Ade page. And I do not like it when my computer doesn't cooperate with me. That's it. Thank you. So, yes, so that way I can talk and flow rather than sounding distracted. We're going to take a break, and you are listening to Ask Life Coach Ade. 347-426-3346 is the number.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
When I was young, I knew something was wrong. My mother would forget to pick me up from school.
Drugs and alcohol may make you forget your problems.
My mother got help, and because of recovery, she is here for me.
Hi, Mom.
You ready?
Let's go.
For drug and alcohol treatment for you or someone you love, call 1-800-662-HELP. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Imagine a world where bullying isn't considered a normal part of childhood.
A world where I'm not afraid to go to school.
To speak out.
be myself.
A world where I'm not afraid to be caught alone.
Come on, punk.
We have the power to stop the bullying. Speak out.
Speak up.
Educate.
Find out what to look for and how you can make a difference at bullying.org.
Bullying is not kids being kids.
It's not about good homes or bad homes.
It's not a normal part of growing up. I shouldn't be afraid to get on the school bus.
To turn on my computer.
Message. But walk to my locker. Did you know that a bully will stop his or her behavior in 10 seconds when their peers speak up?
Use your voice.
Hey, leave him alone.
We have the power to stop bullying.
Find out more at bullying.org.
Bullying.org.
Where you're not alone.
You're not alone.
Where you're not alone.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Love glow, just Cynthia. Your body language speaks of love. Your eyes are just glittering. Here with the ball, and the relationship is here to help you just release the love that you are. The website address is functionalyourmind.com, and this song is Love Glow by just Cynthia. The website address is just Cynthia. Okay, calm down, Cynthia. I'm doing well in the show here. Don't get too loud. Good song. We want to do something else right now. Just Cynthia. If you want to find out more about her, you can go to her website, JUSSENT, Just Cynt. JUSSENT.com. Let's go to my co-producer as well. She said, I want to share this joy. Hey, Betty, you're live. Betty.
Hello, hello, hello. Oh, okay. I'm multitasking.
Mm-hmm. I understand. I know that's right.
Hello, Jill.
So you had a question.
Hey.
I'll come in for Jill and Maureen.
And Maureen, first of all, it's nice to finally hear you, Maureen. It's great to match a voice with the name.
Thank you.
I hear your voice too. I hear so much about you. I want to say this. This is a shameless plug, but I have to say it. You know, I have two life coaches. One is Ade and the other is Jill. And I tell you, I keep Jill on speed dial. And the thing, and this is the thing. You know, we do have cluttered thoughts, and we are going through so much in our lives, especially during this Christmas season, and we just get so caught up in the commercialism and traditions and so forth and so on. And times can be hard for a lot of people financially, physically, and mentally. So today is a great opportunity if you're going or growing through something. I'm telling you. Calling in and having these two ladies just take a bit to feng shui it, it's one of the greatest gifts you can give to yourself, because this is now about giving something to yourself. You know, yesterday I was listening in at Agape, and and Tamara, you probably can help me out with this. Lisa, I don't know her last name. At the very
Lisa
end
Nichols.
Of her, Lisa Nichols. At the very end, she said, you know, this year people give the gift of inspiration. And she just kept saying that, give the gift this year of inspiration. So I would like to add, give a gift to yourself right now. You know, if you're really, really going through something, and believe me, I'm a tough cookie to crack, and they can tell you that. And but talking to Jill, and even taking some of the techniques that in the Feng Shui Your Mind book and using it in my own practice have shifted people in remarkable ways. You will just be amazed at what they can walk you through. So I would just like encourage people, don't be shy. This is the time that if you are out there spending, buying, shopping, crying, and, you know, looking at the bank account, whatever, right now give yourself a gift to say, help me, feng shui something out of this brain of mine. So I can stop.
I just wanted to
say that because I'm going through some stuff right now, as Ade can tell you too, and as Jill can tell you, and I'm telling you, talking to both of them, particularly to Jill, like I say, whose number is on speed dial, has really helped me get through it, and I hope you can take advantage of that, of this gift today. That's what I wanted to say.
Thank you, Betty.
Thank you. Yes. We're feng shuiing your mind, your consciousness, your life. The number is 347-426-3346. Kobe, lots of silent listeners, disguised as guests. We've got Kefir, Mariana, Miss Doug Rescuer. Ooh, you should have been here yesterday. Nahali, Joyful Tamara Joy. Teresa is doing helping us in the chat room. Welcome. And Rebecca and those of you on the phone line, thank you all for being here. Before the break, I talked about the four easy steps that Jill and Maureen wrote about. So, Jill, let me start with you. What's the first step that people need to be aware of so they can begin the process of feng shuiing their mind, their consciousness, their life?
The first step is called declutter, and Maureen was alluding to it earlier. And so it's, again, this is easy stuff. It's very powerful and also very simple. All you need to do for decluttering is, again, you do need to pay attention to your energy. Basically, let's keep it super simple. You're either feeling good or you're feeling bad, or some variation of either one. When you're not feeling good, take a couple moments, take a few breaths, go within and ask yourself, what are the thoughts that I've been thinking in the last minute, last few minutes, 15 minutes, day, half day, whatever. What are the thoughts I've been thinking? Because trust us, the thoughts that you've been thinking will determine the emotions that you're experiencing. And the emotions you're experiencing are going to determine your energy. And by the time we're done going through the four steps, you'll completely understand why it is that you need to pay attention to your energy. It's your most precious resource. It determines everything, not only your current state of life, but that which you are attracting into your life. So let's say you have this thought, which is, I don't have very much money this year. How am I ever going to get through the holidays? Okay, clearly that's going to make you feel crappy. So you want to feng shui your mind, you want to declutter. What you're going to do is this. Know that you're the creator of your own story. In this very moment, choose a different storyline. Choose a different soundbite. Take a thought. I love what Betty said about the gift of inspiration, because the whole time I've been thinking, people who feel like they don't have money to go out and buy something, you know what? You are the gift. You are the gift. Go out and be a source of inspiration. So select a thought that inspires you. It could be something about gratitude. I'm so grateful that I'm alive, that I'm breathing in and out. It could be that simple. And keep choosing thoughts that raise your energy, thoughts that start to lift you out of that place of feeling bad to a place of feeling good. This is that simple. That simple and also that powerful.
that simple and that powerful, but you got to make the choice. Your thoughts create your reality. Your thoughts are like a magic marker. You get to write in your book of life how you want to feel, what you want to see. So why not choose a marker that just expresses what you really want rather than what you don't want?
Exactly.
Your thoughts create your reality. You got to declutter. You got to clear out that mess so you can make room for the love. Okay, let's go on to the second step. Second step, Jay, what's the second step people need to be able to? Once they've decluttered, now cleared out my mind, now
so,
what?
So here's what's so awesome. The second step is envision. And when you declutter your mind, what you're doing is you're creating space. You're creating space in your mind to envision what you want. You're also reclaiming your energy that was previously caught up in what we like to say the clutches of the cluttered mind. Now you're reclaiming your energy and there's space. So now you really get to kind of sit down in your director's chair and go, okay, what is it that I want to see happen? So you take a couple deep breaths and you see on the screen of your mind, oh, here's the movie. Okay, and this and this and that and that, and I'm feeling more and more peaceful and more inspired and more gratitude, and as within, so without, so more love, more abundance, more peace, harmony, joy, well-being, good health, prosperity, all of it is showing up, and you experience it in your body as though it's happening right now. That's envision. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to turn the third step and fourth over to Maureen, who's our expert. Let me say something on behalf of Maureen. The third step, when she tells you about it, Maureen has this incredible, as I'm sure you can all feel her wonderful energy, she has a really unique gift, which is she's taking incredibly complex, dense information about the five elements of Chinese medicine, and she has this way of simplifying it. So guess what? People like all of us who are not acupuncturists or consultants in feng shui can actually utilize the information for our everyday use. So take it away, Maureen.
So Maureen, before you actually go to the third step,
okay,
almost did, which none of it matters, but I was just thinking, what about people saying, I understand decluttering my mind and I really want to do that, but I don't know what I want. I've spent most of my life tending to what other people want. I have no clue what I want. How would they use this step or the function in your mind to actually help them to, particularly the envision part, really, how would they use that to start to identify what they want? Because they don't know. They have no clue, especially mothers, you know.
That's a great question. And what we focus on, we create in life. So we're really talking about, again, being the creator of our life. And so for people who have been conditioned and brainwashed to be so focused on being everybody else's caretaker, again, the focus needs to shift. Pay attention to when are you focusing on others and start to create balance. It's good to be attentive to other people's needs when and only when that's in balance with taking care of yourself. So shift your focus as you start to go within, which, again, this is the optimal time in terms of universal energy, the season peaking with the water element, to go within, breathe, relax. Your soul, if you can get quiet, be still and know. It's not, you know, run in the rat race and be insane and know. It's be still and know. Take advantage of the stillness. Your soul will communicate to you that which it wants to be experiencing in this lifetime. And as you start to go within and pay attention to, just ask yourself some questions. We're in a conversation with life all day long. Just start to say to yourself, what would I really like? What would allow me to feel really good? Be still and know. The communication will come. And again, it's an opportunity to really be in balance. We're moving out of being codependent caretakers, taking responsibility for everybody else, to where we start to really focus on ourselves. And this is the thing. When we can take care of ourselves in terms of mind, body, and spirit on a daily basis, guess what? Then the giving that we offer is not because we should or we have to or we ought to or we're bad people if we're not constantly taking care of everybody else. It's pure giving. It's coming from overflow.
Yes.
And when you give from the overflow, you never run dry, you'll never drain. When you're drained, that's because you just have a little bit for yourself and then you share that little bit with others and you're drained. And as you were talking, Maureen, I think of the envision step aspect of this process. It speaks to me as an act of self-love. Where, you know, when someone just says, you know, what do I want? When you're visioning for your life, it's a way of really being with self. And, you know, we've been talking about gifts. It's an act of giving a gift to yourself, don't you think?
Definitely. And I think that, you know, what we do in the book, we just give you kind of little tips on how to really plug into that. And how, you, like you said earlier, you're like, how, you know, when you've been so full of clutter doing things for everyone else or what you think people want you to do, when you kind of get rid of that, you know, people often feel anxious because they don't know what to do. And you can start out so simply. And it's really, like Betty said, it's really about finding teeniest, tiniest things that inspire you and that start sparking your imagination. So we really want to focus on inspiration and imagination in the smallest ways. So, you know, and a little bit of that is like coming back to being thankful for, it could be the most superficial thing in your day. It could be like, God, this coffee tastes so good. You know, you kind of start filling yourself with tiny bits of acknowledgement of all these great things around you, and it starts igniting your own spirit and what you want, and you just kind of, you know, flow with that.
And, you know, just play, speaking of play, playing with that is actually all this process, and especially during this holiday season, this holy day season, if you will, it's really about us giving ourselves the gift first. And from that place, we can give the gift to others, because we really can't give what we don't have. So rather than give to fill a void, if you're giving to fill a void, then you might as well just give it up, because you get more void. You have your bank account would let you know you gave from a place of void. Now you still have void. So let's move into the third step.
Okay, so the third step, you know, we just talked about decluttering and then giving yourself some time to envision what you want. The third step is really coming back to the beautiful part of feng shui, which is acknowledging some of these, all of the amazing energies that are around us and actually within our own spirit. We can take cues from nature, but they're also within us. So, for example, you might go through the process and declutter some of these ideas of people that have told you what you should be doing, and you're kind of moved beyond that, and you're getting more clue of what your vision is. But maybe you run into something like a lot of worry. You're like, oh, I can't possibly change my career because there's no way. I don't have enough money. It's not going to work. What if it doesn't work? What if it's not fast enough? All of these things. So, you know, you can learn about some of the elements. So one in particular that I'm thinking about right now would be the earth element. And the earth element really teaches us all about gratitude and trust. So in Chinese medicine and feng shui, we say, you know, what is the cure for worry? And it's basically trust. So, you know, learning how to plug into these ways that allow you to kind of trust the moment is how you can use feng shui in your mind to kind of carry your dreams farther.
I'm looking at your book here, and it's where the third position, third step is positioned, and it talks about the balancing act. And really what we're talking about is about finding balance. Life is about balance. When we talk about balance with everything that is going on, you know, that people got children, they got a job, they work at a stressful place, is this
is this process, this feng shui in your mind, is it something that someone can use if they work in a stressful environment? Is it something that could be done in an instant, or is it something that it's like over a period of lifetime? Because people are saying, I want to do that, but right now I work in a place where my job is too stressful. I go home, my kids are running around, or my child is in detention, I don't have enough money. So is this something that could be done as a part of a spiritual practice?
Absolutely something that can be done as a part of the spiritual practice. It has a huge impact on us because feng shui has just been around for thousands of years. And when you get really deep into it, it is so amazing. It's such a beautiful metaphorical way of describing this cycle of life. So what happens is, you know, the balancing act that we are talking about is we have all of these energies that are within the cycle, to be the cycle to do something. I'll just use that for example, like, you know, be motivated to do something, actually follow it through to fruition. And we have the ability to do that. What happens is in our life, maybe we've been praised to be really good at certain things, and maybe we're less able to tap into the energy that we need to actually get, you know, allow us to complete our dreams or manifest our dreams. So usually is some sort of energetic block that we have been carrying for a long time. But in the book, we show you like really simple ways to work around these. They could be lifelong blocks, but if you know how to come back to nature and kind of use the energy that's already there around you, and thus, you know, allow it to come into you, you can kind of move through that. So it's a lot about balancing your energy in very simple ways, but it is very profound because it does have that lifelong impact.
Right. So the main thing that I hear is feng shui your mind is really being aware of energy, the energy of the universe, of nature, the energy that is moving through you and people around you. And it's about awareness, isn't it?
Yes. Yes.
Let's move to the fourth step.
The fourth step is what Jill refers to as her favorite step. Because she often...
I wonder why. But anyway, go ahead, Maureen.
Jill is an amazing manifester, let's just say. And the fourth step is called attraction. And this is where you literally do nothing, as Jill says. Because once you are clear where you're going and you allow, you know, the natural energy to help you, it's just a matter of seeing and watching and witnessing things magnetized to you. You know, I have amazing stories with Jill about us, bumping into the right people at the right moment, you know, and the day before, you know, Jill might call me and say, I don't know how we're ever going to do this. And then I inevitably get a call a few hours, minutes later and go, okay, I'm going to feng shui my mind about that. I don't know how it's going to happen, but it's going to happen. And she's very good at decluttering her mind and just clear. And we always are giggling because just things just kind of just show up. And I think it's because we're open to seeing it happen. And I think in just, you know, the universal energy ways, things start coming to you.
Yes.
Without tons of effort and stress.
The attraction part. We all know, almost everybody has heard of law of attraction. We all talk about it, law of attraction. There is a tendency as well to always thinking of attraction as attracting, you know, we focus on it as, well, we want to attract something that we want. But maybe I throw this to the attraction queen, Jill. Attraction is always working anyway. The law of attraction is always working, isn't it? Because people have experiences that they don't like, they're complaining about, But they can say, well, I don't see how I would bring this upon myself. I didn't attract this to me. But if it's something where we've created a situation where we love what is happening, we have a harmonious relationship, it's usually easier for us. What do you think, Jill?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the law of attraction, it is always has been and always will continue to work. It's law. It's not, you know, some woo-woo idea. But the thing is that we've been conditioned to not be aligned with it. Our conditioning has taken us away from being in the flow of life and therefore mm-hmm. using the law of attraction to our advantage. And so that's where the feng shui, your mind process, is so powerful because, again, it allows you to, regardless of what your life circumstances or situation is, to rewrite the story in the simplest, mm-hmm. easiest, most powerful way process, thereby taking full advantage of the law of attraction. I would like to just add, as Maureen was talking about stories, and a number of them were flashing through my mind, how it's true, how we've used this process and what has been the result. But just to kind of use the immediacy of the moment, when back in last spring, I remember Maureen, and I was talking with Maureen, and as we were talking, I was realizing, you know, I want our book to get into the hands of as many people as possible, not just because it's our book, but because after it was out for about a year or so, I don't even know how long it was out, but I was realizing the power of it and how it has been so helpful to Maureen, myself, and to all of our patients and clients and friends, et cetera. And I just remember, you know, talking, Maureen, as I'm sure you can all recognize, she has a very calming influence. And so when I hear that peaceful, calming influence, it calms mm-hmm. my own anxiety. And I remember kind of going, I need to release this book to the, you know, I'm letting go. And it was within about, I don't know, Maureen, do you remember something like a very short time after we had this conversation last spring, that then I got a call from Betty Pegues, the wonderful, beautiful Betty Pegues, and, you know, inviting me to be on this show. And so that was, you know, about half a year ago. And I have to say today that, just to update all of this, as you were talking about, you know, welcome home earlier, you were saying, you know, this is your home, welcome home, as I'm sure everyone who's listening to the show or when they listen to it through the archives, they're feeling the intense joy and love that you and Betty provide. I mean, this is what happens when we do our part in life and then we go, you know what, I've done what I can, now I need to let go. We make room. We make room. There's a space now for the universe to come in and guide us. So I hope that's a good story that illustrates how the four steps work.
Yes. When we come back, I want to take a quick break. When we come back, we got a question from a listener, and I have two other questions. I guess the first question that I want us to talk about when we come back is, what is the flow? We're talking about this flow. What is the flow? How do we know we're in it? You know, because we keep talking about getting the flow. Sometimes people are like, I don't know if I'm in the flow. I feel pretty stressed, or I mean, I feel peaceful.
Oh, you know when you're in the flow.
Yeah. Well, when we come back, we're going to talk more about that. The number is 347-426-3346. My guests are Jill LeBeau and Maureen Leighton. Their website address is fengshuiyourmind.com. That's fengshuiyourmind.com. Everything you need is on there. Check out their blogs and make sure you get a copy of this book. As a matter of fact, if you have people that are stretching you, they just stretch you during the Christmas season, you know what to get them. Say, listen, I got a special gift for you, feng shui your mind. And before you know it, they'll be your best friend. And if they're family members, they will even move out of your life because you were to complete the lesson that you're supposed to share with one another. Until you learn to love your enemy, they're always going to be in your life. Did I say that? I sure did. It's the truth. We're here to learn lessons. We welcome all of you in the chat room on the phone lines. Number is 347-426-3346. And we're also taking your questions on Ask Life Coach at a fan page on Facebook. Whew. Boy, I think I need to clone myself. I have people say, no, don't do it. It's too much. It will be too much.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
We dare you to live your best life. How do you do that? You got to move from where you are, stop complaining, and position yourself in the right place so you can attract what you want.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Snickerdoodle shortbread, fudge nut bars. How many treats in the cookie jar? One.
Dad, you're supposed to jump over the rope.
One more time. The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Maybe you're right. Maybe you don't need to talk to me about sex.
Maybe you do control what I'm exposed to.
But maybe not.
Maybe I hear about sex every day.
In the media, from my friends.
Maybe while you're not talking to me about sex, everyone else is.
So talk to me. Tell me to wait to have sex.
Because you can influence me.
For help starting the conversations, visit forparents.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and this station.
Life Conversations Radio.
Giving a voice back to the community. To the community. To the community. To the community. To the community.
Yes, indeed. We're activating your voice. It's already there. We're helping you open that throat chakra so you can express yourself. Express. To push yourself out. To push your gift out. Externally pressing who you truly are so the world can benefit. Yes. Number 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. Before we talk about what the flow is, as you know, you're in it, a listener said, do nothing? What are you talking about, do nothing, Jill and Maureen? What are you ladies on? I mean, come on now. How do we do this? She said, this is my biggest problem. How do I do nothing? Who wants to go with for that?
Well, that... This is Maureen. That is a great question because in the many years Jill and I have done workshops, this question comes up every single time. And I feel like people feel that if they're not amped up, stressed, you know, have a little energy, feeling the pressure to do things and complete things or whatever, that nothing is going to get done. And actually... that's not necessarily the case. What when you're in the flow, this is what we were saying, how do you know? When you're in the flow, you feel like you're doing nothing and things are getting done. You feel the energy is so light, the energy is so playful, it's so fun, and you know, things are showing up. You can see synchronicities happening and then, you know, physical, actual things start showing up. It just feels super easy. It doesn't mean that you're sitting on your couch and you're literally just waiting for the world to happen to you. You're continuing with your life. You're looking at the things that you need to do. But your energy is so different that it is radiating outward and coming back to you with such ease. And so things just start happening with that type of energy.
Hmm. Jill, you want to add something to that?
Well, yeah. I mean, just because, and the reason why that's so, as Maureen was just describing, is that consciousness creates. Our consciousness creates. Therefore, as far as I'm concerned, the number one thing we want to pay attention to is what's going on in my consciousness. Again, what are the thoughts that are in my mind? When we're focused on, when the cluttered mind takes over, it's going to have us focus on everything. If there's like an unlimited list of things it will come up with that are missing from our life, and not just that, but that are deficient about who we are. And that's the language that the cluttered mind speaks. It's our conditioning. It's our brainwashing. So when we are actively, you know, even if you don't pay attention to, oh, well, I don't understand the elements, so I can't do the third step, I'm not good at envisioning, even if you don't go there, just declutter your mind. Just start learning how to declutter your mind. When the clutter gets out, your consciousness is, there's vibrancy there, there's aliveness there, there's joy, there's wonderful energy. And so out of that state of having your consciousness being so enlivened, you're just drawing in wonderful opportunities, situations, circumstances, wonderful people through your consciousness.
I'm just listening to both of you, and I think of the question about doing nothing. But when we look at nature, the flower doesn't say, hey, look at me, look at me, look at me. A flower is just a flower. A tree is just a tree. The mountain is just a mountain. So, and we're human beings, not human doings. And I think that sometimes it requires us to think differently about who we are, because when you say do nothing, it doesn't mean you just sit there and watch life go by. But once you tweak your energy, actually, life starts to do itself through you because you are in the flow of life. And that's that word again, flow. And I know Maureen, you talked about it. So let's speak to that real quick, the whole idea of what is flow? How do I know I'm in flow?
Well, that's a good question. When you are in the flow, I have a friend, and he's so funny because when he's in the flow, he's like, oh my gosh, I'm in the flow. I'm in the flow. And what basically he's commenting about is that he's having a day where everything is just coming to him. There's not a lot of effort. It's he's feeling very clear about things, and things just come. I think one thing is that everybody has something in their life that they're super clear and they're always in the flow about. And sometimes it's things that make no sense whatsoever. For example, I have a client who, she can always get a job. I mean, getting a job is, we all know, not easy. It's hard, you know, sometimes getting the job is what we always say is harder than actually having the job. You know, and so she decides she wants to change jobs. I've seen her do it four times now. Clarity comes. It's like within 2 days, 3 days, she's got a few interviews and chooses a new job. I don't know how I do it. I just have this clarity that I can always do it. You know, my weird clarity is around parking. I live in a very busy city, and people say, how is your car always exactly in front of wherever we're going? And I don't know. I just know I can do it. I'm not going to go park 10 miles away because I'm going to park right in front. So I think people start finding these little, I like for people to kind of contemplate what's really easy for you. Well, and why is that so easy? And why do you feel like this thing over here is so hard? You know, and trying to bring that energy of when you are right into the flow and bring that to your other challenges and obstacles to kind of, you know, help you move those and break those.
Well, you know, it's interesting because you said, Maureen, you used the word know. You know that you're going to find a parking space. Imagine if everybody who's listening to this just decided, you know what, I'm just going to try this for myself. You know, my life's my laboratory. And decided, I'm going to choose, because you were talking about choice, Ade, I'm going to choose to know that exactly where I am in my life is where I'm supposed to be. Period. End of story. No tripping, no questioning, no fear, doubt, or anxiety. Just feng shui all of that. All the fear, doubt, and anxiety, and just choose to know. Because the thing is this, is that it's, again, it's the paradox. Once we stop fighting life, why am I here? I should be somewhere else. This shouldn't be happening. Oh, my God, I can't believe I'm here again. When we just go, okay, I'm here right now, so I'm going to accept that. I'm going to just even love where I am, because I want to bring the high energy of love to whatever situation I find that I am in right here, right now. And what happens? Our energy starts to return immediately. We create some room. We create spaciousness because we have stopped fighting life. And when we fight life, we will lose every single time. But when we start to just align ourselves with this is happening for me, not to me. Maybe I don't know the reason. I don't need to know the reason. I choose to know, the word know versus, you know, belief. I know this is happening for me, not to me. And that's when we do that on a daily basis and try doing it for, you know, do it the rest of the year, people. Give yourselves a few weeks. When we do something consistently, think something the same way, change the mental patterns, give ourselves 3-4 weeks to do it, the neural pathways are going to start to reorganize around the new way of thinking, the new story that's in our mind, and the universe, as within, so without. The universe will reflect that back to us. All we need to do is then pay attention to the synchronicities, the thumbs up from the divine that are saying, good job, you're getting back into the flow. It works.
Yes. Yes, indeed. You're listening to Ask Life Coach. I think we're here Monday to Thursday, 12 to 1:30 p.m. Eastern, and all the shows are archived, and they can be downloaded, so you can come back and listen for what you missed, and make sure you like the page, share it on Twitter, on Facebook, and wherever, Google+, all the other digs and all the stuff we got out there. Just spread the word so we can all grow together. And before we release the show, Maureen and Jill, there's a comment in the chat room. First, I was like, huh? What are you talking about? But I read it several times, and I get it. But I want you guys to speak to this. The comment is, I think that's very misleading. Now, there's probably something we said earlier. I don't know exactly what we said, we. Whenever you are doing the things that are conducive to initiating the catalyst for the law of attraction to work is when your life gets more challenging, not easier. The mystical path isn't an easy bucket, sunshine, and rainbows. Do you want to speak to that, Maureen, Jill?
Well, yeah, challenges will. It's not about, you know, it's going to be a day on the beach for the rest of your life. Of course, challenges will arise. How else will we learn? You can't, in the physical body, you cannot create bigger muscles unless you're exercising. So this is in the spiritual realm, of course challenges will arise. The ease that shows up is when we recognize, okay, here's a challenge, and then the sooner we get into the frame of mind, how is this happening for me, not to me? The sooner we ask that question, the sooner there is a sense of ease that starts to show up within the very challenge. And as we work and navigate our way through the challenging situations, the obstacles, that's when, in my experience, and with all of the people that I've been in, I've had a psychotherapy practice going on 30 years, and what I've observed is this. As we do that and navigate our way through the challenges, increasing ease shows up. The obstacles have a way of turning into opportunities, especially if we choose to see the obstacles as opportunities, the sooner the better.
Mm-hmm.
Maureen, do you
mm-hmm.
have thoughts about that?
No, I would just piggyback on that. It's just that, you know, challenges are always going to come your way. But I feel like the quicker and faster that you get out of reacting to those challenges and able to use your energy to create what you want versus react to the negative side of the situation, the faster that you can do that, the more you move through and actually, you know, continue on your path. So it's not necessarily about rainbows and all of that. They're always in life, challenges are coming. It's just how are we dealing with those challenges and how much of are we allowing those challenges to either bring us opportunities or drain our energy.
And, you know, when we talk about decluttering our minds, we can get caught up in words and going back and forth. And I'm sure there's a listener, saying, well, it's misleading. Well, when we get caught up in words, yes. But, you know, I say that when the listener said the mystical path isn't an easy bucket, sunshine, and rainbows, that's just a belief. That's just a belief. Now, we have a choice to be on the path when we're going against the grain and be challenged, or go with the flow and have the challenge. You have a choice. And the other thing is the idea of saying something is not easy. It's, I would really go there. If we want to talk about mystical path, is now you're choosing that one is better than the other. Bill, you were just talking about, you know, developing muscles. That's what life is about. We're here to learn. We're here to grow. We're here to develop as human, to develop that human consciousness, if you will, to remind ourselves that we are spiritual beings. That's why we're on this planet. Now, law of attraction, I mean, I remember most people may have watched the movie The Secret. I mean, I know when I went to The Secret, I said, that's part of it. But there's a lot more work that goes into it. Nobody's talking about just get lost in la-la land, and, you know, you'll never have any problems. Of course, it's just the nature of life. Now, when the soil feels the manure coming, we, as a human being, you're like, oh, my God, get that, that stinks. But the soil is like, ooh, manure. Yes, I love it when they pour manure on me. So when you're having challenges, you can look at manure, you can look at the challenge as manure that's helping you grow and flourish. So really, in a way, I even go as far as it's a no-brainer. And once you get on the path, you're on the path, and you will have everything you need to help you grow and develop and remember who you are. There's a gift in recognizing contrast. Now, you have a choice. You can stay in the land of struggle and experience more challenges, or focus more on recognizing who you really are, even with the challenges. I mean, I think of some of the things I have to do for this show, even now. It's just, I mean, sometimes I laugh at myself, and I pretend that I'm using one hand to do one thing. It's not always easy, but the essence of the conversation that I get to share with Maureen and Jill and the listeners in the chat room, it far outweighs things, computers not acting right. I mean, there's so much benefit. So we have a choice. We have a choice, and nobody's saying the journey of life is simple, but it is. It is. It's simple and it's not. But you get to decide what it is for you. That's the most important thing. So, I'm back. I went off on a tangent there. To find out more about Maureen and Jill, you can go to their website. All the work they're doing is fengshuiyourmind.com. fengshuiyourmind.com. You have a choice to be who you're created to be. Maureen and Jill are here to support you. Check them out. As I said earlier, you can listen to the show again. You can download it, and we're taking your questions, bring it on. We're taking your comments, and we're getting ready to release the show. We're not going to wrap it up because we don't need to wrap the show up. We want to release it so it can go forth and just transform more people's lives. So, Maureen, before we release the show, is there anything you want to leave with us, with the listeners, something they can take with them so they can remember when they get caught up? They can bring themselves back into the flow.
Just remember that everything is about energy. Wherever your energy is, that is the energy that is going to come, that is kind of going to dictate what your abilities are and where your weaknesses are. So if you're always telling yourself that the path is going to be hard, it's going to be hard. And if you can release it a little bit and let yourself know that the path can be easy too, and you will see the path will be a lot easier. So I think it's just really get clear with what you are telling yourself so you can feng shui your mind.
Right. Jill?
Wow, Maureen, you beautifully said exactly what was in my consciousness, because just, again, hearing about, you know, people saying, you know, we're misleading, whatever, and I was thinking, and Ade, you were saying, well, it's just a belief. I have very much aligned myself with the idea of ease, and it doesn't mean challenges have stopped. We all have challenges, but rest assured, things are so much easier now than they ever were when I was busy fighting life, running just on my conditioning. The more awareness, the more I feng shui my mind, wow, I mean, there is increased ease, and it keeps increasing. Why? Because I keep focusing on the ease. I have friends who are, you know, being treated for cancer right now. It's not like it's easy, but the way they're choosing to hold, it's the perspective that they're holding as they're going through the experience. It's very obvious to me. It's they're making a challenging, incredibly challenging situation. It could kill them, right? So much easier by virtue of the things they're choosing to focus on. Always it's what is the opportunity that is within this very situation? Where's my gratitude? Where's my gratitude? And the ease is found within that. So, you know, what's harder than that?
So really the mystical path is really about choosing how you respond to what is happening. So
exactly.
So a mystic doesn't say, oh, this is easy, or that's hard. A mystic just says, it is what it is. It
yes.
is what it is. I
exactly.
mean, when we really want to deal with pain, people pay every year, every month, every week to experience pain by going to the gym to develop
right.
the body. And they feel the pain, oh, I don't like weight, but there's pain in it. But a mystic
exactly.
just understands that all of it, everything is part of life. No judgment, no criticism, a mystic embrace all that life is. But there's so much more, and I want to thank you, Jill and Maureen, for the work you're doing, for who you are, for sharing with us and reminding us and just sharing some, you know, four simple steps so we can get back in the flow of life, so we can give truly the gift of life, the gift that keeps giving, and giving from a place of gratitude rather from a place of, if you will, grumpiness. Like, oh, I don't want to do this, but I guess I must. No, no need to do that. Thank you very much for your work, and I look forward to having you back, and I look forward to sharing some stories, some things we're working on that just, ooh, don't say anything. I can't. So anyway, let me be quiet. So, yes, thank you, thank you. And we want to wish you a wonderful, wonderful holiday season. And enjoy whatever it is you're doing. And thank you once again, Dylan Maureen.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. You are very welcome. It is time to release the show. And speaking of not easy, right now I've got to do something else. It's not always easy. But you just let it be. Let it be, let it be, let it be. I am so, so grateful for all of you for listening, those of you that came because you know Jill, actually not because you know Jill and Maureen, it's because you love them. You said, whatever they're doing, I'm there. Thank you. Now, as I said at the beginning, welcome home. Make sure you come back now, and make sure y'all come back now. Stop it. Make sure you just heard that. I'm trying to do something I'm just not good at. But make sure you come back now. Share the show with your friends, your family. As a matter of fact, maybe you want to listen to the show during when you gather around in the mill, whatever holiday you celebrate, and just listen to the show and talk about it. Who knows? But you can tweet the show. You can share it on Facebook, all the social networks. And don't forget to click the follow button on this page, especially those of you listening on the phone online right now. There's a button right at the top on the left as he raises his hands and points to the left, which I don't know why he's doing that. But anyway, click the follow button, and that way you can get regular updates on what's happening here. We have a lot going on. We have so much more to come. I am so excited. Betty and I are working hard. And Betty and I are working hard, and it's so easy. I couldn't resist. I had to go there. We're working so hard, and it's so easy. We love it. But all is well. It's time to release the show. We love you. We bless you, we appreciate you, and we thank God for you. You know, remember this, it's just a playground. It's just a playground. Let's just flow through it. And if you're not, all is well. We're going to come here again and again and again. And if you say, that's it, I ain't coming back, guess what? You're going to be the first one in line, because once you embrace all that life is, you are not attached if you come back on this planet or not. You're like,
I don't care if I come back. I have so much to give. I had so much fun. But you're saying this is my last time on earth. Yeah, you got some more work to do. And you can start with from showing your mind because you got it twisted. I think it's time to play some music before I say something else that I might need to declutter or clean up. But I got great people around me. Oh, enjoy your weekend. We'll be back on Monday. Bring your numbers. Bring your date of birth. Just bring your consciousness and be ready to be transformed. I am so, so grateful for the opportunity to co-create with you guys, and I say guys, people, my universal family, you know, it's a great time to be alive. It's a great time to be alive, and it's all about changing, growing, and transcending. Here's Julie Dexter. The song is Transitions, because we're going to go through it. You're growing through it. Make it happen. Let it be, and we'll be back. What's the number? Don't tell them the number. They don't need it because you're releasing the show. You're just trying to buy time. I am, because this is not easy trying to find this track. Stop it. I'm laughing at myself. New listeners, excuse me. Actually, you either excuse me or just accept me. You got a choice. Here's Julie Dexter, Transitions. To find out more about her, you can go to her website, juliedexter.com. Julie Dexter, that's DEXTER. Peace and blessings, be loved. Be true to yourself, and more importantly, be loved. Peace and blessings.
And the struggle is supposed to make us strong.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.